So where are you right now in your life? What are the circumstances that you find yourself in this morning? Are they good? Is your life unfolding like you thought it would? Are you at the place in your life that you were hoping to be at this point? Are things better than you expected? Or could things be better? Maybe you're rattling around in a big old empty house because the kids are gone. Or getting ready for the last to leave the nest for college and the start of their own life apart from yours. Maybe your spouse is no longer with you and life has gotten harder and lonelier. Do you wonder what the future may hold for you? What does it mean to be a husband or wife if your spouse is gone? How can you be a mother or father when your children are grown and living on their own and they don't need you anymore? How can you be a son or daughter when your parents have died or when you've become their caretakers? Or maybe the golden years of your retirement that you worked so hard for and couldn't wait to come aren't as golden as you'd like them to be. Maybe illness or money problems have changed your plans for the worse. Maybe you've become estranged from a family member or a friend, and you don't quite even know how you got to that place in your relationship, and you have no idea how to fix things and make them right, and it just hurts. Maybe you're preparing for a new phase of your life at work, or preparing for college, or the job market, or a new school, and you're fearful of the change. And it seems like solid ground is so very hard to find right now. When we're younger, we have so many questions. Questions about who we are, questions about where we belong, where our place in life is or will be. Questions about whether we're worthy of the love of our friends or family. But the truth of the matter is that no matter how old we are, or what place we are in our lives, we have those same questions, and they never go away. We might frame them differently, but they're still the same questions of identity and worth and belonging. And every change or hiccup or crisis and the circumstances of our lives just reinforces that we've never really found the answers to what we're looking for. At our very core is a constant seeking to find out the answers to those questions of identity and worth once and for all. Sometimes, just like looking for love in all the wrong places, to quote that really bad song from like the 70s, you know the song, we look for answers in the wrong places too. We look for our relationships, or we look for our jobs, or our friends, or the things we've accumulated to give us our worth, to give us our identity, and that is never a good thing, never. Anything in this life that we think gives us our identity is only temporary. Careers end, relationships end, memberships and activities end too. Our role as parent or child or spouse, they change for better or for worse. Nothing in this life lasts forever. And the temporary identity that they give us doesn't and cannot last. And as those temporary identities come to an end, we find ourselves no better off knowing who we are or whose we are. Now, in the words we just heard from Isaiah 43, and these, I think, are some of the most profoundly beautiful words that you will find anywhere in Scripture. In these words, the prophet is speaking to a people who have been through the worst of times. They've lived arrogant and disobedient lives, and God has allowed Babylon to capture them and exile them to a land far away from home. These words of comfort that Isaiah sings to the people are meant to remind them of who they are, but more importantly, of whose they are. They are words meant to remind them of their identity, even and especially in the midst of tough and changing times. Isaiah reminds them that they are a people that are valued by God and that they are precious in God's sight. He reminds them that God is with them no matter what life may throw their way. He reminds them that God will give anything for them and that God loves them. Isaiah reminds them that God has called each and every one of them by name. Despite anything, despite everything, despite where and how they have wound up in their dark and questioning place in life, God calls them precious, and God calls them by name. Despite anything, despite everything, despite how or why we find ourselves wondering what the future may hold for us, despite how far we may be from living as someone God would call precious, despite what circumstances have brought us to our knees, wondering who and whose we are, God calls us precious, and God calls us by name. And God says to us, to you and to me, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jim and Linda and Gary and Jean and whatever your name is, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you." And God says this to you, Sarah, and you, Mary, and everyone here. And no, this is not some bad version of Romper Room, if you remember that old show. It's real, and it's genuine, and it's from the heart of God. Our worth, our identity does not come from our families or our friends or our jobs or anything else in all the world. Our identity comes from the gracious love of God given to us in Jesus Christ, because it was for you and you alone that God sent Jesus to live and to die and to rise again, so that we would never forget how much we are loved and how precious we are in God's eyes, despite anything, despite everything, despite our sins, despite our failures, despite our wanderings, despite anything we have or will do, God does not give up on us or quit loving us. And we can trust with confidence and live boldly, knowing that God is with us and that God will see us through any situation or circumstance that life may throw our way, even if they're of our own making. So trust and live and remember who and whose you are. Just as God claimed Jesus as his beloved son at his baptism, through our baptism and in a million different ways every single day of our lives, God claims us as God's beloved children as well. So as we renew our baptismal vows today, let us remember, and let us remember good who and whose we are. Let us remember that it was God and God alone who has saved us in the waters of baptism, that it is God and God alone who has named us and who calls us beloved. So remember your baptism today and every day. Remember your baptism and be glad. Amen.